First in the morning, SAFM Sunrise with Stephen Grootes.
Well, we're talking tourism this morning. We're at the Tourism Leadership Conference, and Derek Hanekom is, of course, the presidential envoy for South Africa. He's mandated specifically to promote investment with a focus on tourism. He walked past our table. We offered him a chair, and he thankfully accepted it. Derek, good morning. Thank you for your time.
Morning, Stephen. Good to do a face-to-face interview, by the way. You know, I hear your voice, and I hear it often. But I don't quite see what your face is telling us about what you feel about what you're saying and about what other people say.
Well, thank you for not mentioning the grey hair. Okay, so we've been talking a lot about tourism, and people have been talking about what needs to happen to make it bigger to create jobs. And we all know this. You were, of course, a former tourism minister yourself. You are a former tourism minister. Where would you focus the investment? Where would you focus on sort of making it easier to attract more people here and to create jobs?
Stephen, I think there are different types of investment. And so some investment is investment in facilities that become the tourism attractors. And that could have a long-term effect. For example, it was a big decision to invest in the cableway in Cape Town, Table Mountain. And what a difference that has made to selling Cape Town and selling South Africa, for that matter. The very place that we're at right now, Sun City, it wasn't a tourism investment in response to tourism growth. The investment itself became a catalyst. And so it's become a major attractor. But in general, what one sees, a certain kind of investment simply follows growth. So as tourism grows, more guest houses open up, B&Bs, hotels open up, and all sorts of associated activities flourish as a result of the growth, and investment follows. You don't even have to attract that investment. As soon as the demand is sufficient, hotels will come up and new guest houses will open, and car rental companies will do well, and they'll buy more cars for domestic travel.
The difference, you know, the sort of international travel, so people coming here from other countries, and then domestic travel. Obviously, in a way, people always talk about international travelers because they come with different currencies and maybe they're seen as richer. That's probably the case. Domestic tourism, probably more sustainable, smaller market, maybe smaller margins. Do we need to focus on both or one or the other?
Well, absolutely, yes. Especially, Stephen, during COVID, I think the people in the industry really discovered the value and the importance of domestic tourism, because domestic tourism, apart from the total lockdown period, domestic tourism kept facilities alive, and I think that change has been irreversible in two ways, because South Africans were finding it difficult to travel abroad, or at one stage it was impossible. They decided to see more of their own country and spend more money in their own country, and that was good. But in doing so, they discovered places that they'd never been to before, and they'll go back to those places. At the same time, the business owners made contact with a domestic market, and they will nurture that market because they can see it's a more reliable market. It's less affected by international crises or events. If you recall the Ebola event, we did not have Ebola in South Africa. We didn't have a single case. But it impacted massively on our tourism numbers from abroad. So but having said that, you can't say one is more important than the other. Effectively, international tourism or tourist arrivals from other countries represent the equivalent of an export earning. And for South Africa, if you look at the 2018-2019 figures, it's a huge export earning. It's probably the second or the third greatest export earning of South Africa. Export earning lies in tourism. Difference being, and a positive difference, compared with mines, the jobs that follow are much, much greater than the jobs that follow in mining activity, for example. But so international travelers bring foreign currency. They effectively boost our numbers, and they tend to spend quite a lot more than domestic travelers.
I remember when you became the tourism minister, and there was a lot of talk around visas about what had happened before you. What was his name? Malusi Gigaba. And do you think government's gone far enough in making it easy to come here?
Well, not wanting to make any of my good friends who remain in cabinet upset, the positive side is that from where we were then, there have been huge advances, and that's good. But one has to say, much, much more needs to be done. And these are the relatively, Stephen, the easy things. It doesn't cost money. It's not that difficult to have an e-visa system, a world-class e-visa system, which the president announced in 2019 in his State of the Nation address. He said, that's where we're going to. It is now almost 2023 and we're not there yet. So countries like Turkey, like Australia, have really top-class e-visa systems. So if you want to attract visitors to your country, bearing in mind that we're a long distance, a long haul destination for many people, make it easier for people to come to your country. And visas are a critical part of it. The other part of visas, of course, is work permits and that type of visa.
It still says on your Twitter bio that you're a member of the National Executive Committee of the ANC. So I'm going to try and sneak in one or two political questions. There's a lot going on ahead of December, the leadership battle. We see the panel of people being appointed now by Parliament to look at President Cyril Ramaphosa. Pala-pala is becoming a major political issue.
You're a sneak, you know.
Absolutely.
You said you're sneaking in. I'm here purely on the basis of being... an envoy in the president's office. But, of course, you're quite right. I remain a member of the NEC. And it's I simply am not in a position to comment on certain things because I don't... It's not my role as an NEC member. I'm not the spokesperson of the ANC. But at the same time, I mean, I think we have to be quite open that there are a number of challenges confronting our country. There is also a lot, Stephen, a lot of fake news doing the rounds at the moment. So it's difficult to sometimes even know what to believe and what not to believe. We know that the original Arthur Fraser dramatic announcement, etc., we know it was fraught with inaccuracies. And that became clear afterwards. So it's difficult for an ordinary South African citizen, let alone a person who is a member of the National Executive Committee, to know exactly what is true and what is not true, including on the Pala-Pala case.
Do you think we need to be quite careful about what we believe then?
We have to be extremely careful about what we believe. About what, you know, in reading a thing and simply on face value believing a thing. So, I mean, I'll give you another example. A minister was accused of being involved in some kind of sexual assault not so long ago.
Still no decision from the NPA.
But that is the point. It may or may not have happened. So one can't assume simply because a complaint was lodged that, or complaint was laid at a police station that that there was actually criminality involved, in any case for that matter. You know, the processes have to be allowed to take their course. There was a time, Stephen, when there was legitimate suspicion about undue influences over processes. In other words, the notion of operating freely and fairly and without fear, you know, that was in question at the time. I don't believe it's in question anymore. So if Stephen Grootes, if somebody just doesn't like you because you said something nasty about them on the air, and then they manufacture, which is possible, they manufacture some kind of case against you, you have a right to be assumed innocent, or the presumption of innocence as a legal concept. The public doesn't have to assume your innocence, but neither should they assume your guilt. The processes must be allowed to take their course.
Derek Kanekom, I can see I can be as sneaky as I like. That's what I'm going to get. Thank you very much indeed. He is, of course, the presidential envoy for South Africa, mandated to promote investment with a focus on tourism. More to come. You're with SFM 18 after 8.